29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. This is the word of God for the people of God. And now I'll invite Jane up here. Jean. I did it, Jean. And she has the message for this morning.
Good morning. Okay, that's the third time you said good morning this morning. When I was asked to bring the message this morning, one of the things that has been going through my mind recently because of things that are happening was life is a journey. We are starting on our journey when we leave our mother's womb. And from there, in the beginning of our life, many choices are made for us. We don't have a choice what we're going to do. Our parents will tell us what to do. Our school teachers will tell us what to do. And we don't have many choices. But as we become adults, teenagers and adults, we learn to make choices. And when you think about people on journeys, often people are thinking about the worldwide journeys that people take. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the orphan train story, but there were 250,000 children put on trains and sent from New York City across the country to better homes. It was quite a journey for these children who did not know where they were going when they were put on the trains. They had no clue what was going to happen to them. But they went because they were told that that was what they were going to do. And then I think about the journeys of all the service people who signed up to be in the military and were sent off on a journey not knowing where they would be going, what they would be facing, if and when or when they would be coming home. These are the journeys that people take for us. The journey of the astronauts who go into space and have no clue what they're going to find, but they go because they believe that this is what God has told them to do. And so we talk about all the journeys, and this year we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. And you think about the people who left their homes and moved on to a new journey because they were not satisfied with what they were doing there. And so they all took these big journeys across the ocean to start a new land, which we are fortunate today to be able to celebrate. We think of the journeys that people made to go west and to go to different directions so that they could have better lives, always believing that there's something better out there. We think about all these people as groups making journeys. People going on retreats, making journeys together. But each one of us has an individual journey that we take. Each morning we get up and we say, okay, what are we doing today? And sometimes we have a whole list of things to do on our journey. Sometimes we're like, we don't know, but God will show us. And as I thought about people on their journeys, I thought about what God would want us to know. And I think, first of all, before anything else, he wants us to know that he is with us. No matter what we're going through, he is with us. Sometimes we have journeys that we don't really want to be on. We have illnesses or divorces or losing jobs or any number of things that happen to us. It's like, I don't want to take this journey. But God reminds us that we're not on the journey alone, that he is with us. And when we really feel desperate and full of despair, I'm reminded of the verse in Mark, which is one of my favorite verses. It's, I believe, help thou my unbelief. It means, I believe God, but right now I'm struggling. Would you remind me again what I believe in? And I think that's one of the greatest things we need to learn on our journey is that we have sometimes difficult days that we wonder where God is and we wonder what's next and what's going to happen to us. And then we're reminded again that God says, I am with you always, to the end of time. When we go on this journey, we are taught things along the way, how to read, how to write, how to think, what the rules are, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. And there's all these things that make up our own minds, what we should be doing and what we should not. Each of us has a way of deciding for ourselves, what do we want to do on our journey? What do we want to take with us on our journey? What do we want to accomplish? Where do we want to go? Who do we want to affect? Who do we want to share this with? There are so many questions on everyone's journey. Why is their journey different than mine? Why can't I have what they have? Or I'm glad I don't have what they have. Each of us is on a journey every single day, whether we believe it or not. Sometimes we know exactly where we're going. We're going to church on Sunday. We're going to the shopping on whatever day we choose to go. We're going to a concert or to a ball game or whatever. And you think about the NBA graph, the NFL graph, where they just drafted people to say, okay, you're on your journey next. This is where you're going. But they really don't know what they're getting into. Will they be playing on the first team, second team, or sitting on the bench all year? We don't know from one day to the next what's going to happen. The only thing we do know is that no matter what happens, God is with us. At a time in my life when I was most desperate, I made the comment that the very least that God could do was to send me someone special. And 5 minutes from that time, the pastor that I wanted to be there called and said he could be there. And so every time I am discouraged, I remember a tearful person saying, if he can't do this, then I don't want to hear about it. And he showed me that he could. And I'm not usually one that says that kind of thing, because I don't think people should do just what I think they should do to prove something, because what I think they should do and what they do is two different things usually. But I think about the ways that we ask God to help us. Sometimes it's a silent prayer. Sometimes it's a tear. Sometimes it's talking with someone else. My cousin once said that he was told that every time a person sighs, it is a prayer. And his comment was, my mother sure prays a lot because she sighed a lot. But I think about the things that from the time we start our journey, the things that the mothers tell us. And if you remember, it's like, don't play with fire, don't get too close, pick up your broom and whatever. But the things that I remember the mothers doing mostly is saying, make good decisions, enjoy life, know that you are loved. And I think that's one of the most important things we need to know, is that we are loved, not just by God, but by other people. The other things that we remember that God has spoken to us is when he says, be still and know that I am God. And we are worried, we are to just stop and be still and know that he is God and that he is still with us no matter what we are going through. I am reminded of people that think, oh, what the heck, what makes the difference? But I'm also reminded as we go on this journey along with God, we are often walking the journey with people that have like feelings of us. The United Methodist, we're all together. We're worshiping God in the way that we want. We're praising God for his gifts. Each church has its own things that they praise God with. We praise him with our gifts. But as we take this journey, sometimes we need an encouraging word. And that's where our fellow travelers come in. An encouraging word, a phone call, a short note to say, I'm thinking of you. Sometimes we don't even know what they're going through, but we know they look troubled. Or sometimes they come to our mind, and God reminds us that we need to be talking to them today. If nothing else, just to say, hey, how are you? And sometimes when I say that, I'll say, convince me. Because they'll say, oh, I'm fine. And just the tone in their voice, you know that they're struggling. And it's like, convince me, what can we do to make your day better today? And I think that's one of the important things with church is that you see people that you know care about you, that you know that if it's midnight and I need to talk to someone, those who don't turn off their phones may get a phone call and say, hey, I need someone to pray with me. Would you pray with me? And I think when we're lying there trying to go to sleep, we should be praying for those people who are walking with us, as well as those people who are walking alone or feel like they're alone because they're different. Because they don't know how to interact with other people. And I'm mostly reminded of a story that was given to a friend of mine who had a child with Down syndrome. And the story was this. You planned for a trip to Italy with all the things that go on in Italy and all the beautiful things that you could see there. And you planned it for a long time. And then the day came when you set off for Italy, but the plane landed in Holland instead. So are you going to get on the plane and stay on the plane, or are you going to get off and enjoy Holland? Are you going to enjoy the windmills and the beauty and the tulips and the beauty of Holland? Or are you going to sit on the plane and just say, I'm not getting off because I want to go to Italy? And sometimes that's the way our life is. We want it to be different than what it is. But sometimes due to circumstances largely beyond our control, sometimes because we screwed up and something went wrong. But we can choose to live in a town like Holland, a country like Holland, or we can say, I'm not doing that anymore. We can choose to stay home from church because we're upset about something that someone did or said. Or we can say, you know what, I'm going to forgive them even if they don't think they need forgiven. And I'm going to go and enjoy church with those people who will smile with me, with those people who will say, we're in this together. I'm thinking this morning of a young man in Kansas who is going to be coming here to start a new journey in his life. And I ask you today to be with him on his journey to help him see what Meadville has to offer. He may not want to be in Meadville. He may want to stay in Kansas, but God has called him here. And it's up to us to make him feel welcome. It's up to us to make him know that this is where God wants him and to see what God wants to do with his life. Just as it's up to us to ask ourselves, what does God want from me? Where in my journey am I supposed to be today? Am I supposed to be the same place I was last year? Or am I supposed to be somewhere else in my spiritual walk? Am I supposed to be doing something that I have never done? That God is calling me to do, but I'm like, I don't think so. It's like, stop and go to Holland. Don't worry about Italy. It'll still be there. But Holland is beautiful too. And so I ask you today, what is God asking you to do on your journey? What is he saying to you this morning that you've never done before? But you say, okay, God, I will do that. I am not a public speaker. I am not an ordained minister. I am an old lady that someone asked to do something, so I said, okay. But I just want you to know today that no matter where you are in your journey, God is still there. And remember the words of your mother to do what you need to do to make life better for yourself and for someone else. And at the end of the day, ask yourself, what did I do today to make my life or someone else's life better? And it may simply have been a phone call, or most importantly, it would have been a prayer to say, God, I don't know what's going on in their life. And believe it or not, we don't need to know what's going on in someone's life. But I'm thinking today of this person, and I want you to know that I hope that he has the very best today that he's ever had, that he feels loved and he feels seen. And he feels like he has a purpose in life, no matter whether he's 6 years old or 98 years old. A friend of mine said that when she got older, the only thing she could do was pray for people and make phone calls. And I said, those are two very, very important things to do. Don't think that you're on the journey to do nothing. God has a purpose for your life till the very moment that you die. So go today and find out what your purpose is, what God wants you to do beside make lists of things to do, where God wants you to be, what he thinks would be good for you and for those around you. When you walk out today, I pray that you will know that God is with you no matter what your problem is, that God is with you when you celebrate, that God is with you when you are just leading a normal everyday life. And look around for signs that God is there. And you will see them everywhere if you take the time to look. But sometimes we don't think about, oh, this is from God. We think it just happened. There are no coincidences. There are blessings from God. There are no lessons that we have not had a chance to learn if we just take the time to learn it. So know today that God loves you. God has a purpose for you. The people at Stone love you. The people at Stone will find something for you to do if you don't have enough courage to say, what can I do? We will find something for you to do, because every single person here and every single person watching us on television has a purpose for Stone Church. If you're here, it's because this is where God wants you to be. And I pray today that you will find out that God indeed has a purpose in your life and on your journey, no matter whether you're 10, 50, or 90, God still has a purpose. And when you think there is no purpose, ask. And somehow you will find that answer. Don't forget that every day is a journey. We may not be going where we think we're going that day. If you're a grandmother or a grandfather, you know when the phone rings and your son or daughter says, what are you doing today? Your journey for the day has just changed because they need you to do something. And so in the morning, be sure to say, God, what am I doing today? What am I doing for you to further your kingdom? What am I doing to show love to someone else who may need to know it at that particular day? So when we think about our journey, don't be thinking about going to space. Be thinking about going into the world and showing God's love so that they too will know that God loves them, just as we have learned this over the years. Would you join me in prayer, please? Father, we thank you today for each of us, for each of our journeys, and we know that each one of us has a different journey. Each one of us has a different path, a different purpose in life. But we thank you, God, that you have shown us, that you created us because you had a purpose for us. Help us to try to find that purpose and to do what you would ask us to do to further your kingdom, so that one more person will know about Jesus, that one more person will know that there is hope, that one more person will have the strength to continue on our journey. We thank you, Lord, for the journey that Jesus made, from the stable to the cross to heaven. And we thank you that he did that for us. And we thank you that we know that and we believe that. And in our unbelief, we can say, help me, Lord, I'm struggling. Thank you, Lord, for those who made the journey to come to church this morning to show us that there is love out there. And thank you most of all for Jesus and for your love. In his name we pray the prayer that he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.